Revelation tonight, if you have your Bibles, we appreciate each and every one of you. Chapter number 3. Amen. I'd like to preach to you tonight something that'd be a help. And unto the angel of the church of Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain,
yeah,
that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come unto thee. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments. I'm glad he's still got a few.
Right.
Has not defiled their garments. And they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Verse number 6 be my last verse. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Hallelujah. Verse number 1, where I want to take my text from tonight. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that, amen, hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. Hallelujah. If the Lord would help us tonight, I'd like to preach on dead and don't know it. Amen. Dead and don't know it. Hallelujah. The liveliest thing I believe in all the world, amen, is not a little baby. Hallelujah. I always thought when a baby was born, you had to smack it on the rear side and it began to cry and that lively thing would wake up. Hallelujah. But I found 5 later, Brother Jamie. Amen. That's not the reality. They come out screaming. You don't have to start them. Amen. Great God. Amen. But there's a lot of lively things, but I believe that the liveliest thing, amen, known to man is the church. Hallelujah. Great God. A church that is supercharged with the Spirit. Amen. With the power of God. Amen. A church that is winning the lost and blessing the saved. A church whose members live daily, amen, for the glory of God. Hallelujah. A church whose services are high, amen, in spirit. Praise God. And is and a joy and a blessing. Praise the Lord to the Almighty God and to his community that it's in. But one of the deadest things in all the earth, Brother Chuck, is the same thing as a dead church. Did you know that? Hallelujah.
Come on.
I pray oftentimes, and I don't mean to sound like a broken record, but many times, amen, in prayer requests, I'll say pray for our communities, because our communities need a live church. Did you know that?
Right.
Huntington, West Virginia needs a church that'll stand for God. Amen. Hallelujah. I see the importance, amen, of the church. Hallelujah. Many years ago, I had just started a little storefront church. We started in the storefront. Amen. And within a year's time, we had moved in this building. And I don't have time to get into all that, but it was the hand of the Lord, how things just fell in place. And God gave us this building that we're in now. But I was in Cincinnati, Ohio, preaching at a camp meeting. And I was telling my story. And Brother Shoecraft was there. I was telling how God, amen, give us a church. And Brother Shoecraft come up to me after that service, and he was really, amen, high on the church. Hallelujah. He is really thankful that God had placed us right here in the middle of Huntington, West Virginia. And he said some words to me many years ago that have never left me. He said, I believe that's what's holding back the hand of God today.
All right.
Amen. It's God's churches that he has scattered. Amen. In every nook and cranny across this country, amen. Whether you believe it or not, it's the church, amen, that reaches individuals, Brother Daniel, for the cause of Christ,
woo,
amen.
Come on.
Whether you believe it or not, it was the church, amen, that reached the young 13-year-old boy when I got saved. Hallelujah. Whether you believe it or not, it's the church, amen, that got a hold of you and ripped you. And you are where you are today because of the lively church, amen. Oh, amen. But this church that I'm going to preach to you about tonight, amen, this church was in Sardis. It was a very wealthy city. It was a very wealthy place. There was a lot of money, amen, in the city of Sardis. You can study that out later. Hallelujah. But this church in Sardis had got to the place. Amen. At one point, they were prosperous. At one point, they did a lot for God. But they got to the place that Jesus, amen, gave the judgment upon this church, Brother George. And he said, thou hast a name that thou art alive. But he said, oh, I can look down and see something quite different. Amen. I see a church that's lost its zeal. I see a church that's lost its life. Amen. Amen. A dying church. Listen to this. Rest on its accomplishments and is satisfied where it is today. They said, look at all we've done. And they're not worried about what they're doing today, but they sit and gloat about all that they have done. Amen. Oh, yes. That's not what Warren Buffett does. I mentioned him the other night. Amen. You know what Warren Buffett does? He's not satisfied with what he has done. He wants to do more today. I realize that's a carnal side of things, but it works in the spiritual realm also. Don't ever let the devil get you thinking on all that you have done so that you sit back and fold your hands up and have no zeal to do something today. Amen. But that's what a dying church does. A dying church is more concerned about rituals and formalities than they are in the Spirit of God. Amen. I've been in places and they say those very words. We don't do that around here. You ever heard that?
Come on.
Hey, God. We don't do that around. Let me tell you something. I tell you what we do around here. Whatever the Spirit of God moves on us. Amen. And I'm not really so much for wildfire. And I've been in churches, Brother Tommy, where there is wildfire. Amen.
Yeah.
And I'm not so much worried about wildfire. I'm worried about no fire. Amen.
Hey.
I'm worried about people, Brother Daniel, that have lost their fire.
Come
amen.
Come on.
They've lost their zeal. They used to be alive. I remember Sardis when you had the fire. I remember Sardis when you went in the streets and rest the lost. I remember Sardis when you were sanctified and had a standard. I remember Sardis when you had the Spirit of God in the sanctuary and the sinners could come and be saved. Amen. I remember Sardis when the sick could come and they lay hands and they would recover. Hey God. Yes, I remember a church like that. But you know the devil, he doesn't want a church that's alive today. He wants to rock us to sleep and tell us we don't have to live that lifestyle anymore. You don't have to pray. You don't have to read the Word of God. Oh no. Amen. You can just live any old way and you'll be all right. Doesn't that sound like the church of Sardis? Amen. A dying church is more concerned about social change than they are about spiritual change. Oh yes. A dying church is more concerned about pleasing men than pleasing God. Hold on, I'm going to preach to you. Amen. A dying church clings more tightly to its creeds than it does the Word of God. Do you know that's why churches are dying across America today? Because they once preached what was inside the lids of this book right here. Great God. But now, you know what? They're scared smack to death to preach anything inside of this book. Hey God, I come to tell you tonight, I believe this right here is God's divine word.
Woo!
I believe God give it to us straight down from heaven. And if it says it right here, you can stake your life on it. Amen. If it tells us not to do it, you better not do it. And if it tells us to do it, you better do it. Hey, but we're living in a generation, Brother Chris, where churches, they're scared to preach the word. They're scared to stand on the word of God. I come to tell you tonight, this church will never be
the biggest church. We'll never be from the greatest numbers. But this is what I want them to say. When Jesus takes the judgment of this little church, 1163 Jackson Avenue, I don't want him to say, I remember when you really had a hold of it, but you don't. Oh no, I don't really want to be known for the church that had the biggest crowd and had a, oh no, but I tell you, Brother Tom, what I'd really like to be known as, that church down there, they might be a little bit crazy. Oh yes, they might be a little bit, amen, fanatical, but oh, they're good people down there. Hey, if you're sick, you want that bunch down there to pray for. Come on, if you're lost, come on, church. Did you see that fella come in here this morning? He needed the Lord. He needed the touch of God. And immediately, the Spirit of God zeroed in on him. I come to tell you, that's a church, amen, that's trying to be alive for the Lord. I come to tell you, church, don't die. Don't lose the power of God. Don't compromise with the world of sin, but stand and say, I want to be a church that is alive. Church clings more tightly, I already said this one, to its creeds than it does the Word of God. A dying church is one that loses its conviction that the Bible is right. Come on now. Hallelujah. Amen. One fellow said one time, what do you believe about this? And the preacher told him what the Bible said.
Alright.
Well, what do you believe about this?
Alright.
He said, well, the Bible says this, and told him what the Bible. That old fellow got so frustrated. He said, baloney on the Bible. Tell me what you believe. Amen. Did you know that's where we are today?
Come on.
Amen. We got a generation that says baloney on the Bible. Tell me something that'll tickle my ears. But did you know it was this Word of God that liberated Pentecost on the day of Pentecost, and is still alive today? Come on. Amen. When Azusa Street revival broke out, when Topeka, Kansas broke out in the early 1900s, you know how it started? With the true, unadulterated Word of God. And if we're going to have revival today, and if we're going to have a church that's alive, it's going to come from the lips of this book. I said it's going to come from the power of another world. We can't do it on our own. Amen. Churches are more organized. We have bigger churches than what we've ever had. But hey, we've got less of the power of God. It doesn't matter how big the church is. It don't matter how nice it is. Although I'm going to do just as much as I can to make it nice. Hey, I tell you what matters is when we enter His courts. It's the power of God in that place. That's all that matters. I said that's all that matters. Thank God for good singing. I believe we got a bunch of good singers. It don't matter how good you can sing. Thank God for good preaching. I believe we got a good preachers. Amen. But it doesn't matter how much you can have a silver tongue. But what matters, does the power of God come down in a place? Amen. We're sinners. Come to the Lord and say, I once was lost. Amen. With alcohol poison. Wanted to die. But something got a hold on me. And now I'm in the house of God. And now that's all I care about. I come to tell a church that is a live church. That is a church that we want to be a part of. Hey, but this church in Sardis, they were dead and they didn't even know it. You know something can die.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I wish I'd wrote it down. I was reading earlier.
Come on.
About a star.
God,
you can research it. It's easy to find. But this star, Brother Tommy, is 33 light years away. And they say it takes us 33 years to see the light of that star. Amen. Woo! That's a long ways away.
Yeah.
But what I was intrigued about, I never even thought it. They said amen, that it would take 20, Esther could die for 20 years and nobody ever even know it. Hey God, we might be seeing light of a star that's not even there anymore, because it takes 33 years for its light to get here. Amen. Hey God, I come to tell you, there's a lot of churches like that. They were raised up, they come up with a lot of good convictions and a lot of good standards. Amen. But the light went out.
Uh-oh.
Hey, come on. They're still in the ritual. They're still in the routine. But the real light is not there anymore. Hey, God. My Uncle Larry. I don't even know what happened to Tony. My Uncle Larry. Amen. Played us some CDs or tapes years ago when we was growing up. Amen. And they talked about a preacher that had died. And that church loved that preacher so much, it's all right to love your preacher. Love me, amen. I want you to love me. And I want to love you. Amen. But by the time that preacher had died and they couldn't move on, so for years they would come to church 6 o'clock on Sunday night. Amen. 10 o'clock on Sunday morning.
Come on.
7 o'clock on Thursday night. They'd sing a few songs, and when it got time for preaching, they'd put an old tape in of a dead preacher who was in a grave somewhere, and they'd hit play and they'd sit around and listen to sermons of yesterday's years. Needless to say, it didn't take long till that church died and it withered up. Thank God for yesterday. Thank God for Grandma and Grandpa. Thank God. Amen. Brother Earl and I were talking about the Don Riches. Amen. The L.D. Savages. Hey, God. The William Stricklers. That movement. Thank God for them. But they're dead. Well, Brother Rich is still alive. But many of them old brothers, they're dead and gone on to their reward. But what God is looking for is a Joshua to come up step in the shoes of Moses and say, hey, as for me and my house,
come on,
serve the Lord. We're not going to die. We're not going to dry up. But we're going to stay alive.
Woo. That's right.
That's the Lord.
Great God. Jesus said this church had a name, that it lived, but it was dead. Hey God. You remember after Samson got his head in the wrong barber shop? You remember that?
Yep.
Woo. He got his hair cut in the wrong barber shop. Hey God.
Yeah.
Amen. But here's what intrigues me, Brother Tom. He had always had the Spirit of God. It's very deep. I can't get into it.
Yeah.
Study that Nazarite ballad. It's intriguing. Amen. He couldn't touch that thing on the vine. He couldn't touch a dead carcass. I mean, there's a lot of things to it. Amen. But as long as Samson abided with that, the Spirit of God was there. And he would shake himself. And he would slay them Philistines. And the Bible said, and the Spirit of the Lord was upon Samson. Remember that?
Come on.
Great God. Samson was dead and he didn't even know it. He had lost the Spirit of God. He had disobeyed the Nazarite vow. His hair was gone. There was no power in that hair. It was in that vow that he had with God. The power was in God. But he got his hair cut. Amen. And the Bible said that Samson shook himself. Hey God. And he tried to go out as before times. And he wished not that the Spirit of God had departed.
Right.
Do you hear that? He wished not that the Spirit of God had departed. It's a sad day when we don't even know that God's not in the house. Oh, let me tell you something. You don't want to sing a song without the Spirit of God. You don't even want to come to church without the Spirit of God. Brother George, night in and night out, I get back here in that little study and I say, oh, God. It's going sometimes here lately on Thursday nights.
Bless you, Lord.
We got a little crowd.
Bless you, Lord.
But George, you've been coming here long enough. I see you'll try to preach on Thursday night like I do on Sunday.
That's right.
I try to preach Brother Tom on Thursday night like I'm at Richlands Camp Meeting.
All right.
Hey,
come on. Give it on.
But I cry back there in that study and I say, oh Lord, it's important. be somebody's last service. This might be somebody's last time that they ever come into the house of the Lord. I was over there the other night, amen, at Greg's mom's viewing. And Greg was telling me, he said, hey, my mom died on the same day Sister Barb died. I don't know why, Sister Dottie, but my mind got to wondering. And I racked my brain trying to remember the last service that Barb Corns was here.
Come on.
I couldn't remember. If some of you can remember, help me. Amen. I don't know why, but I thought, maybe I'm weird for thinking this, but I thought over there in the funeral home, I said, God, I hope I give it my best. And my Barb was there for her last service.
Oh, come on.
I take it serious. This might be your last service.
Oh.
This might be the last time I'm ever here. And if it is, I want the Lord to say, well done. You gave it everything. Don't die, stay alive. They were dead and didn't even know it. Samson lost the spirit of God and didn't even know it.
Didn't even know it.
Somebody said, how do people do that? Hell, they shout one service and their back said the next. They were in the process of dying.
Yeah.
They were already had their eyes like old Lot pitched his tent towards Sodom.
That's it.
What happened to Lot? He done been looking down there for a long time. He already had them cowboys inside a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Woo!
That's right.
That's what happened to Lot. He didn't just hit him overnight.
No.
Him and Abraham get into it. And well, that's all right, Abraham. I'm going to go this way. Oh, no. He'd already staked it out, boy.
Right.
He had already turned.
Man,
wanted. That looks like a good place to go right there. He already had his heart set on there.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
He was already dying long before he ever got there.
Yeah.
That's why it's important to live right. That's why it's important to have a prayer life. That's why it's important to live the Word of God. That's why it's important to go to church. That's why it's important to get inside of the lively service and feel the Spirit of God. Because you'll die. You'll wither up and die if you get off the vine.
Yeah.
Do you hear me?
Come
you'll
on.
Die.
Come on.
The vine.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
My, my, my.
Last year, George, we sat there in a little garden at the house. Yeah, I watch your boys. I tell you, Charlie worked hard, plowed that garden up. We planted all that stuff. He never said, but I knew he's proud of them old tomatoes getting on that vine.
Yeah.
They still green.
Yeah.
I told my dad this other day, he died laughing. Me and Charlie had our backs turned. We was doing something else. We come back, Weston must have thought these balls. He picked every one of them off there, and he had all them green tomatoes. Might as well throw them away, because they was off the vine.
Yeah, yeah.
They'd never turn red. They're never going to live after that.
Think about that.
They're already off the vine. Oh, God.
Woo. Woo. Oh, God.
You can come off the vine if you don't watch out.
Yeah.
You can come off the vine if you lose your desire. You better watch out.
Come
amen.
On. Come on.
I pray all the time, Lord, don't let me lose my desire. If I lose that desire, I'm done for. Don't let me lose that desire, but keep me, Lord, close. Draw me in, Lord, close to you. Don't lose that desire. Great God, it don't matter what you was 20 years ago.
Oh,
and thank God for that. But what matters, where are you today?
Right now.
How you doing today?
Come on.
Are you living for God today?
Yeah. Woo, praise God.
All right. You know, a lot of things look real.
Uh-huh.
But more days on us.
Yeah.
You see a lot of good flowers these shops have for sale. They look real.
Yeah.
Dirt, this is fake. Amen.
Come on.
Fake. I've even seen fake flowers, Sister Claire, with raindrops on. Yeah. Looks real.
Yeah.
You ever seen it?
Yeah.
Looks real.
Yeah.
But it's just as fake as it can be.
Yeah.
It's the furthest thing from the real.
Come on.
We go up there to Cabela's up there in Charleston sometimes. Even Nick's down here in Huntington. I've never been the one up in Willing, but they say he's got all kinds of animals up there. Woo! I like taking them boys up where I shouldn't do this. Brother George, but up there in Charleston, they got a big old weak my grandpa always called him a wampus cat. Amen. Oh, don't let that wampus cat get your big old mountain lion.
Yeah.
They got a big mountain lion up there in Charleston. It's hanging out of a tree. Thank God, it looks alive, Brother Anthony. It's sitting there out of that tree, and I had one of them boys up there one day. I said, look up there. Oh, they start crying. Oh, my daddy. They thought it was alive, but it was dead. It's dead a long time ago.
Yeah.
Hey God, it was dead. It wasn't alive. Hey God, I come to tell you, church, you don't want to look like you're alive. You don't want to just go through the motions. No, but you want to be alive. Hallelujah. Hey God, amen. There was a time you could hardly wait. Amen. Like David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. But how is it today? Are you excited to go to church today? Do you still have that longing in your heart?
Come on.
Enter his courts with thanksgiving and praise.
Give him the praise.
How is it today?
Come on now.
Amen. Today, you need to get back to your first love. Today's the day of salvation. Amen. Some churches, amen, are living a deception. Hallelujah. Being alive, but they're really dead.
Bless God.
Bless him.
What about that Sardis church? Did they pray? Oh, yeah, they prayed. But their prayer never moved heaven. Did they sing? Oh, yeah.
Come on.
They sang. Their song never touched the heart of any man or woman in that building.
My Lord.
Oh, my.
Woo! Amen. They were merely just going through the motion. Hallelujah. Did they have music? Oh, yeah, they had great musicians, no doubt. But it was not anointed. Didn't they give? Oh, yeah, they gave. But it was out of necessity, out of begrudgingly. Amen. Do you know the Bible said Jesus said he loves a cheerful giver? Woo! Amen. Great God in heaven. Amen. I'll tell you what, church. I've taught my kids, and I've tried to teach this church for 10 years now. Amen. You give unto the Lord. My. I'm not just talking about money. Anytime you mention that, everybody times up and thinks you're talking about money. Yeah, that's a good part. That's a good thing you ought to give.
Come on.
Amen. A tenth of everything you make is his. Amen. Really 100% is his. Did you know that? I tell him all the time, Lord, everything I got's yours. Did you hear me? Everything I got is his.
It's his.
He just let me borrow it.
That's it.
I'm at 45, 55 Piedmont Road, 100 by 100 little lot. Well, George, I grew up in the country on the riverbank. I'd love to be on the riverbank today. But I'm at 45, 55 Piedmont, 100 by 100 little lot. I've told him many times, Lord, I'm just here. Amen. Right here on the corner of Blair and Piedmont. Amen. Because you've let me be here. Amen. Hey, I come to tell you, you can have an accident tomorrow and lose everything you've got. You might have a heart attack tomorrow and lose everything you've got. But I'm glad that I can go down, amen, to the house of God and give.
Come on.
Hey, not begrudgingly, not because I have to, because I get to. Did you hear it?
I get to.
Hey, God's called me into the marvelous work of heaven.
Come on.
And I get to be a part of it. You get to be a part of it. This is a joy. Yes, sir.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. There's nothing worse. And see, it's hold on here.
Bless you.
I better get back to my notes.
Bless you, Lord.
There's nothing worse, Brother Daniel. And I'm going to say this very easy and go along. There's nothing worse than see somebody come through them doors, and you know good and well they're dreading being here.
Right.
You ever seen it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Woo!
Come on.
Bless you, Lord.
Ain't that much worse than that.
I'm sorry.
I don't want you dread coming. Hallelujah. Yeah. I don't want a dread coming.
Come on, brother.
Woo! I went to work, Brother George, around a bunch of old hateful folks. Gotta listen to that all day long. I dreaded it, amen.
Yeah.
I know how hard it was. 16 hours turned into a long time, amen.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, God. No, I don't want you dreading coming to the house of God. I don't want you dreading coming in here and listening. Oh, it's this old Jason up there spitting and sweating again. I don't want you dreading that, no.
Come on.
But it's in the house of God. It's in the place. If you don't want to hear me preach, you should have shouted, amen.
Woo!
It took over on me. If you didn't want to hear me preach,
come on,
you should have got in here, amen. Thank God, amen. Wave the power of God down.
Yeah, come on.
This is your house. This is your church. This is the house of the Lord. I was going to hear when they said, I wasn't judging me. I wasn't hateful about it. I was glad to go to the house of the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.